Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering on a Friday, 22nd day of August. James Timberlake in the seat this morning.
Morning.
How you doing, partner?
Pretty good.
All right.
Friday.
It's Friday, man.
And that's good.
And a beautiful weekend. 75 today.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at 80 Saturday and Sunday and Monday. And 85 on Tuesday and Wednesday. So
that's good.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Dog days of summer, late afternoon, late days that are going to be normal for this time of year because the normal high and low is 85 and 50.
Where does that phrase come from?
Normal?
No. I mean, I figured I know that one. But the dog days of summer.
The dog days of summer.
Why is it called that?
Well, why don't you just Google it and tell us?
Yeah.
So there you go. And while you do that, Steve Croft, journalist from 60 Minutes, is 80 years of age today. On the date book, 1902, President Roosevelt became the first U.S. chief executive to ride in an automobile in Hartford, Connecticut. 1986, Kerr McGee Corporation agreed to pay the estate of the late Karen Silkwood $1.38 million, settling a 10-year nuclear contamination lawsuit. Now, if memory serves, just recently, Jerry Spence, lawyer, famous lawyer here in Wyoming, passed away at the age of like 96, 97. He was an integral part of that lawsuit. NFL preseason football tonight. Your team's playing, man.
There's not a lot of things that I care less about
than preseason football.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
it's just like it's low on the scale there.
Right. It's like, come on, man. It's just like.
Some people love it, which, you know, playing, fair enough.
They're playing. Now, well, since the regular season gets underway, now we got to tell everyone, James, sign up for Pro Football Pick'em.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, go to the contest page at sharedmedia.com. Get signed up. Get ready because next week, not next week, but the week after, is regular season. And we want to get you in on the weekly prizes that we give away that are worth over $100 every week. And, of course, big grand prize from Carol's Furniture.
Yep.
$1,200 gift card at the end of the season. Our great sponsor, First Northern Bank, always comes back. Magic Melanie, see if she can do it five times. What do they call five times? There's like a four-peat. Now what is a five-peat?
A pentapeat.
A pentapeat? Is that what they call it, really?
No, I just made that up, but it works.
You know, you sold me.
Yeah.
I want to say, sure, pentapeat. Yeah, whatever that means. Yeah. Does that mean anything?
I mean, penta, like when you put a pentagon, it's five-sided, so it's, you know.
Wow, you're applying math to that equation.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. Penta means, I think, five.
That's impressive, James. I like how you integrated math into that. That was pretty good. Today, be an angel day.
Okay. Right.
Eat a peach. I had one last night, actually.
Peaches.
I love
really
peaches.
Quickly, though, Dog Day of Summer, it's named after Sirius, which is the star.
The dog star.
In the constellation Canis Major. And it was assumed that, or once thought, to coincide with the sunrise of Sirius, that this time of year it would get so hot because Sirius was rising, essentially.
I love mornings and nights this time of year because, like, coming to work this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Stars were just the stars and planets and
they're
moon.
Popping.
Oh, they're popping, man. They are popping.
You and I had very different experiences coming into work when you were gone. I was like, man, just I got to stay awake.
Just trying to stay awake to get in.
I got to lock in to get here.
Man, I'm looking up at the sky.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I get out of my truck, because, you know, I park on the far end of the parking lot. That I love just walking in and looking up and seeing stuff.
More power to you.
Right. Okay. Take your cat to the vet day.
Sure.
Is your cat up on their shots and all that? Probably should.
It isn't. That's a great question. I don't know the answer to.
Better ask Emilio if he's all caught up, man. Hey, tomorrow, Saturday, Barbara Eden, actress. I Dream of Jeannie growing up. Yeah, remember? You don't remember
absolutely.
The show. Yeah, I know.
You know it.
You're all there, man.
Hey, I actually don't dream of Jeannie because I don't know who it is.
I Dream of Jeannie. Actress Barbara Eden is 94 today.
Okay.
All right. Richard Sanders, WKRP Cincinnati, is 85 today. Shelley Long, actress. Those WKRP days. It was good. That's good shows right there, man. Along with I Dream of Jeannie. Shelley Long.
Didn't one of the people from that show pass away recently?
Mm-mm.
If I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure.
Man, I threw a dead fish in your lap right there.
Yeah, you did. Thanks, partner.
Yep.
Shelley Long is 76 today, as well as Rick Springfield. Remember Jesse's Girl? In fact, I just heard that on our classic.
Yeah, I do know that song.
I just heard that on our Classic Hits channel the other day. 1784, Eastern Tennessee declared itself an independent state under the name of Franklin.
Mm.
The step was rejected by Congress 1 year later. Cheap flight day on Saturday. Get a cheap flight.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Getting harder than ever.
Yeah, it's also getting harder to get connecting flights and ever, too. Nothing's on time anymore.
Well, I mean, they're still using technology from 20 years ago,
floppy disks,
unfortunately.
Man. Yeah.
But here's the thing. How do you make a massive changeover without delaying a very long time?
Oh, I know.
However long it takes.
I know.
It's weird.
It is.
They're in a pickle.
They are. Ride the Wind Day. All right.
Sure.
Okay. Tomorrow. Sponge cake.
Okay. I like sponge cake.
Yeah. Me too. Sunday, Vince McMahon, WWE chairman, turns 80.
Okay.
Steve Guttenberg, actor, 67. Oh, one of my favorite actresses, Marley Matlin, is 60. Children of a Lesser God.
Mm.
Yeah. 79, the year Mount Vesuvius erupted, buried Pompeii and few other cities.
Yeah.
I think the other one was like Herculeum, and
yeah.
I don't know what the third one was. Started with an S. I can't remember the name of it.
Sompei.
Stop. Is that what it is?
No, I just made that up because I took the P out of Pompeii and added an S.
Oh, okay. No, it was like Stabi or something like that. But anyway.
Something Greek.
Yes. Buried in volcanic ash. 1814, British troops invaded Washington, D.C. 1814.
Mm.
Burned down the White House.
Yeah. Famously.
Yeah. 1853. Ooh, potato chips are first prepared.
Like all right. Chips.
I know.
And we've never looked back.
Nope. 1891, Thomas Edison patented the motion picture camera on the state.
Okay.
Amelia Earhart Day on Sunday. She's the first woman to fly across the U.S. nonstop. She did that in 1932.
Where is she? No one knows.
Yeah, I know, right? Knife Day on Sunday.
Okay.
Peach Pie Day.
I like peaches.
Yeah.
And peach pie.
Yeah. Potato Chip Day on Sunday, too. Along with Vesuvius Day. Oh, it's your day. Waffle Day on Sunday.
It's my day? Yeah. That's okay.
You like waffles.
I do like waffles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd say it's my... I don't know if that's...
Your day?
Yeah. There's other things. Like, if it was pizza day, I would be much more like, yeah, okay, it's my day.
Guess what, James? Jackpot Saturday Night Powerball. No winner. $700 million now.
Wow.
A Naples, Florida woman, James.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Won $865,000 digital lottery jackpot while visiting North Carolina. Her unique strategy involved giving her phone verbal encouragement during her online play.
Come on. You got to call the number, lady. I'm sorry.
Shirley Harvey says, when you pick your numbers on your phone, you have to talk to the phone, say, give me some good numbers.
Give
me a win. She said she did that $865,000.
Yeah. I hate that that worked because now she's like, well, I got to buy more lottery tickets to do it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how it works.
All right.
I figured out the secret. When in reality,
right,
you got to call the number. You got to call that gambling number. Right? You got a little bit of addiction there, probably.
Oh, there's people doing the whole AI thing. Pick out some numbers. I'm getting my best chance of winning lottery. You know, people are all doing that. Some successfully, actually. But I don't know.
Anything works.
Anything works.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. If you're into Guinness World Records, a 64-year-old professional glass dancer. Whoa. Hey.
What does it mean?
That means he balances wine glasses on his head.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Sure.
Must be retired. The glasses, yeah, weighing approximately 139 pounds, were stacked in a block with sheets of plywood between the layers.
That is crazy.
That is crazy. To achieve this feat, a forklift lifted the block so he could position himself underneath and take on the weight. He successfully balanced the glasses without any falling before the block was returned to the forklift. Wow.
Do you think these people get paid for this?
No. They just get their name in a book.
Where do they find the time? Do this stuff.
Well, he's 64. Maybe he's retired.
Maybe. I guess.
But he's a professional glass dancer. What do you do? You know, you're at a party, you know, having a drink.
I mean, that's true. I gotta find something.
I'm a professional glass dancer.
Yeah. I gotta find a special skill.
And I'd say, what the heck does that mean?
Oh. I'd be like, all right, man, cool. And then just all move on.
Yeah. If it's your birthday tomorrow,
congrats.
You're a Virgo. The sign of the Virgo takes place tomorrow through September 22nd, I think. And you, you're Virgo. You like gray, beige, pale, yellow. Boy, those don't sound like fun colors, do they?
No.
Gray, beige,
me,
and pale, yellow.
Yeah.
Jeez, those are my favorite colors. Your day is Wednesday. Oh, here you go, James.
That's a bad day, too.
Here you go, James. Lucky numbers. Take them to the lottery. Mm-hmm. 5, 14, 15, 23, 32. So in case you want me, I'll repeat those in case you want to write them down. If you're a Virgo, if your birthday is tomorrow, 5, 14, 15, 23, 32. Got a chance of winning $700 million, man.
Why not?
Or $800 million, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Or honestly, what you can do is you could just pick a bunch of random numbers and then talk to them and you'll win.
Right. Encourage.
Apparently.
Encourage the numbers.
Yeah.
You like animals. You like healthy food. You like books. You like nature. You like cleanliness. Oh, who doesn't?
That's true.
Okay.
It'd be weird if you're like, I love being dirty.
I hate healthy food. I hate books.
What?
I hate nature. And I hate cleanliness.
Oh, wow, Virgos.
I know.
Y'all
What's
stink,
up with the
man.
Virgo? What's up in the colors?
I love pale, beige, yellow. All right, dude. Wow, you sound like a great time.
Wow. There's a date ready to happen.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you're not a
My
Virgo?
My favorite color is gray, and I hate books. Sound like a joyous person.
Oh, man. I hate books.
By the way, before we go.
Yeah, we got a minute.
Loni Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. She was the one that passed away.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
August 3rd.
Yeah.
Is when that happened.
You're right. So there you go.
Total.
Speaking of books.
Find a joke. Make it quick because we got to end on something lighter than that.
Okay. Dan Felser, retired social worker, Ohio, will go down history. One of the most well-read humans on earth. He maintained a list of every book he read.
Oh, I saw this.
From 1962 until his death.
Yeah.
His goal? To read 100 pages a day. You read 100 pages a
Heck
day?
Heck no. No.
How many pages do you read a day?
If I'm hitting 50, I'm happy.
Well, if you stay there, man.
I can be half the book reader that he was.
You live till you're 90?
Yeah, that's true.
You might be in the Guinness World Records.
I don't think so, but I'm not as consistent as that guy, I don't think.
All right. James got Swap Shop next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way.